The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law, long-standing department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time.
So he's in hiding for 3 days. He finally makes an appearance yesterday afternoon for a 3.5-minute address, takes no questions from the press, and then gives us that familiar refrain. We've got to keep this secret. I mean, this is an ongoing investigation. And he leaves the room, and within a couple of hours, the leak goes out to the Washington Post that the documents they want from Mar-a-Lago, they're related to nuclear weapons. You can't make this up. Actually, you can. They're making it up. That should be my new phrase. You can make this up because they're making it up as they go in this crazy, crazy week that we've seen. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining our growing audience. Can hardly believe it's the last show of the week. Of course, we take a recording of this and play it on KFNX on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. That's the AM station in Phoenix, Arizona. So if you listen to us in Phoenix, don't forget about our toll-free number, 1-866-930-3024. And don't forget to go to our website. That's where you can watch the program live through the week, 5 days a week, 11 a.m. here in Edmond, Oklahoma, and of course, 9 a.m. out west. That's thetrumpet.com. Just go to thetrumpet.com/live, and it takes you to the live stream page, and also it takes you to all of our podcasts that are posted after the fact as well. So at the start of the week, I guess it had to do with the National Archives. These were documents that the National Archive, the library, you know, the liberal librarian, as Jesse Waters calls him, appointed by Barack Obama. He blew the whistle. He wanted those documents back. Now, they're documents related to nuclear weapons. So, I guess they go back, or do they go to the National Archives? Where are they going? Seems like they'd be safer in Melania's closet. The National Archives, now that's kind of like all forgotten. Yesterday I told you about the drive-by, as Rush Limbaugh used to say. The drive-by media. They come and report it. They inflame passions. They hype things. And then they move on. And then when the facts start rolling in, they're not interested in the truth. Last night, another bombshell. Now there's nuclear documents, if you can believe it. And the Washington Post reporting all of this with a straight face. So it's another clavicle story. So here's their narrative on the last few weeks, just before leaving office. You've got Donald Trump. He's throwing dishes in the White House kitchen, throwing food like a little three-year-old boy, and hijacking the beast, strangling Secret Service agents, inciting a riot, trying to overthrow the government of the United States. And the casualty count, it surely has to be into the thousands now, because everyone within a six-mile radius of the Jan 6 protest, if they've died since January 6, it's because of the protest, obviously. I mean, that's the narrative that they've been established. And now he's got the nuclear codes. Now he's got the nuclear codes in Mar-a-Lago, hiding behind the evening gowns of Melania Trump. This is their narrative. And as that old song goes on to say, they're sticking to it. The more preposterous it gets, the better. They've been used to getting away with it. And so he leaves, can't take questions. This is, there's too much institutional integrity in our agency for me to stop and take questions. I've got to protect the rights of American citizens. And so he leaves after 3.5 minutes. 3.5 minutes, he leaves. And then the leak. And of course, judging by, you know, recent history, they're used to, you know, the media, they rush to their defense. And there certainly still are outlets reporting on this as if it's a serious story. But look at social media last night. You can tell just how much the DOJ and the FBI have absolutely ruined their reputation forever. Just judging by the jokes coming in. Oh, now it's nuclear weapons. Okay, now he had the code on his iPhone, Donald Trump. And he could have, maybe he was selling the secrets to Russia. Well, I guess they have nukes. Who was he selling the secrets to? It's as preposterous as anything they've ever tried to sell us on. But this is their narrative. Here was the Attorney General yesterday as he admitted to approving of the decision to raid the Trump compound. Clip 8.
I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter.
So, and there were reports earlier in the week from DOJ officials that he didn't know anything about it. He had been following the case. He knew about the subpoena and the grand jury earlier in the year. He knew about the fact that Trump and his people were cooperating all along. But then he comes, you see, the FBI is getting so much heat, as is the Biden administration. And speaking of Biden, where is he? I know he's on vacation, but what about in this week? Kamala comes out, they talk about zero inflation, which is ridiculous, and then they're gone. You don't see them. Completely AWOL. They lie about the inflation figures, and then they just run for cover. Well, because the White House knew nothing about this. So that's on, you know, Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland obviously is the fall guy here. You wonder if he's going to last another 24 hours. Because Donald Trump's base is practically doubling this week. They knew that as Kerry Lake was the trigger moment. They knew when that happened. They knew when they couldn't orchestrate the steal in Arizona. Again, by the way. They knew that they had to come out with a more blatant, audacious coup attempt. It's right out there in plain view for everyone to see. Kerry Lake, by the way, they're still counting. It's going to take a little bit longer for them to count 800,000 votes in the United States of America. Just one state in the United States of America. She's winning by 40,000 votes. She's won by 5%. Who can forget Fox News explaining to us last week it took 3 days to count it because it was razor thin. Her lead was just, minimal. As Kerry Lake herself explained, that's part of the strategy. Don't let them claim a victory, not openly. So delay, put it off. If you can't outright steal it, then try to obscure it any way that you can. And we see a lot of that going on this week as well. So Garland's the fall guy. We now know he ordered the hit. And the Biden people, the Biden administration, knew nothing about it. This is from earlier in the week as well, clip 12.
The FBI is serving a search warrant on the former president's residence in Florida. Was the president or anyone at the White House aware of that search warrant? Or has anyone at the White House or the president been briefed in the aftermath of that search warrant being executed?
No. The president was not briefed, was not aware of it. No. No one at the White House was given a heads up. No, that did not happen.
Not briefed, wasn't aware of it. What was it pertaining to? The nuclear documents that Donald Trump stole when he left office last January. And I guess the Biden, Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, they didn't really think it was appropriate to tell the president of the United States that, look, he might have the nuclear codes. So this was all earlier in the week, before the big nuclear bombshell. Earlier in the week, remember, it was just National Archives, you know, napkins and maps, as if we're living in 1492. You got to have those maps. We might not make it back to the old world if we don't have the maps. This is the narrative. They're sticking to it. Ever changing. The lies on top of lies. Truth fails, just like the prophet Isaiah says. Transgressors, they've come to the full. So we get to last night, as I say. He gives the 3.5 minute nothing. And then last night, the Washington Post, FBI, searched Trump's home to look for nuclear documents and other items, say sources. Sources are saying now that the documents that they're hunting for, or that they spent 10 hours looking for on Monday, they pertain to nuclear weapons. Let's just step back for a moment and think about the stellar week that the Washington Post has had. Earlier in the week, there was this. U.S. joins other democracies. Well, let me back up. This one. FBI searches Trump safe at Mar-a-Lago for possible classified documents. And this was the laugh-out-loud moment for me. The inventory of unclassified items in boxes that were recovered earlier this year from Mar-a-Lago includes a cocktail napkin, a phone list, charts, slide decks, letters, memos, maps, talking points, and a birthday dinner menu. That's from Tuesday over at the Washington Post. All of this, again, straight news, not commentary. It's not the editorial board. This is straight news. That's Tuesday. And then Thursday, U.S. joins other democracies in investigating former leaders. And this is how they promoted that article on Twitter. Republican pearl clutching over the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's private golf club residence ignores that it is absolutely normal. It is absolutely normal for healthy democracies to investigate, convict, and sometimes jail their former leaders. But this is normal to put Trump in jail. Happens all the time. Raiding his compound. Happens all the time. Happens in other democracies. So that's the Washington Post yesterday. And then last night, two whoppers in one day. How about that? It's perfectly normal. And oh, by the way, these were nuclear secrets. These were nuclear secrets hidden into the dress shoes of Melania Trump. And that's what they were looking for. This is from last night. It says here, classified documents relating to nuclear weapons were among the items FBI agents sought in a search of former President Donald Trump's Florida residence on Monday, according to people familiar with the investigation. The sources, that is. It says experts in classified information said the unusual search underscores deep concerns among government officials about the types of information they thought could be located at Trump's Mar-a-Lago club and potentially in danger of falling into the wrong hands. So Donald Trump, he made off like a bandit with those nuclear codes the day that he left the White House, January 20th, 2021. Among all those other things they accuse him of doing. And this is what we're supposed to believe. And then Merrick Garland, together with the Washington Post leak last night, he can't say it publicly because, well, it's too serious. It's too serious. So he leaks it to the Post. And then now we're supposed to believe that it was there for 18 months, these documents pertaining to nuclear weapons. Therefore, as someone tweeted out last night, if it was there for 18 months, everyone at the if these documents are legit, that is, everyone at the FBI should be fired. Why did it take them so long? And furthermore, if it pertains to nuclear weapons or the nuclear codes, how does Joe Biden not know? Of course Biden knew. Obama knew. Obama's the one that ordered it. That's who Merrick Garland reports to. In fact, it's more plausible to think that Biden didn't know anything about this. Obama certainly did. And Garland and Chris Wray. And now they're being exposed. It was so serious. On the one hand, it was so serious that they had to send 30, 40 agents to rifle through the Trump belongings for 10 hours. On the other hand, it was not serious enough, I guess, for Chris Wray to cancel his vacation. his taxpayer-funded vacation, and not serious enough for someone at the DOJ or the FBI to go tell Joe Biden. The narrative last night was collapsing in real time. That's the way it is now for these liars. It's layers and layers of lies, and they're all being fully, fully exposed. And Margo Cleveland, she's the one that pointed out how that the overwhelming amount of jokes, ridicule, mocking that you see online, it says a lot about what people think of their FBI. It says a lot about what people think of the Department of Justice in the United States of America. Listen to this one from yesterday's 3.5-minute address. And again, try not to burst out in laughter. This is clip 9.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them.
Unfounded attacks, he says at the first part of that clip. And here you have all... Look at the Whitmer case. The FBI was involved in the plot to kidnap and murder the governor of Michigan. And that's been exposed in court. A jury has ruled on this. Yeah, the FBI was in there trying to entrap these Trump guys. And don't even get me started on the January 6 infiltration, Ray Epps and the others. FBI agents, FBI informants. This is from the Detroit News on the Whitmer fraud or hoax that's been exposed. It says an FBI agent at the center of the investigation into the plot to kidnap and kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer is accused of... Just try to wrap your mind around both of these facts. In one sentence, an FBI agent at the center of the investigation into the plot to kidnap and kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer is accused of smashing his wife's head against a nightstand and choking her after a dispute stemming from their attendance at a swingers party. Now, certainly not every FBI agent is guilty of this kind of behavior, but scandal, after cover-up, after cover-up, think Hunter Biden, and now Paul Pelosi Jr. Jesse Waters has been exposing him. He's like Hunter Biden light. Maybe. I mean, we might learn more if he ever leaves his laptop at some computer technician's shop. Maybe it'll be even worse than what it is. All of these cover-ups, all of this incitement of riots, all of the inactivity when it comes to actual riots, 2020. And there's Merrick Garland yesterday addressing the unfounded criticism aimed at the FBI. If you can believe it. And who can forget Director Ray? Perfect timing, by the way. Just a few days ahead of this unconstitutional attack on a former president of the United States of America. And Director Ray, the director of the FBI, said this, clip 13.
I have communicated consistently since I started as director that our folks need to make sure that they're not just doing the right thing, that they're doing it in the right way, and that they avoid even the appearance of bias or lack of objectivity.
Even the appearance. And then, like I played for you yesterday, he's asked about, well, you know, what about these charges that your guys are planting evidence? I can't comment on that. Yeah, it's an ongoing investigation. Well, I can't comment on the persecution that we're coming under. I mean, we're coming under attack. Our integrity is being attacked, and it could even get dangerous because of Proud Boys, because of comments on social media. This is from Liz Cheney. She tweeted yesterday, "I have been ashamed to hear members of my party attacking the integrity of the FBI agents involved with the recent Mar-a-Lago search. These are sickening comments and put the lives of patriotic public servants at risk." She's not alone. I mean, she's leading the charge. I've played some bits for you this week of the talking heads. Grabian put together a pretty good montage. Here again, listen to some of these statements and try your hardest not to burst out in laughter. This is clip 10.
These attacks against the FBI, these attacks against the most important federal law enforcement agency
in America. Less than 24 hours after a peaceful search that they gave them a heads up on.
Peaceful search.
It's all legal. It's all lawful. It's not a raid. They didn't, you know, they're not there improperly or unlawfully.
The Justice Department is returning to its historical position as a law enforcement agency above politics, trying to do the right thing.
I don't think there was any politics involved.
This appears to be a nonpartisan process.
Because anybody on this set had done the same thing, the exact same result would have occurred.
A judge would not sign off on that if there were not evidence.
Sources tell me that, you know, there's a reason. They wouldn't go in there if it wasn't really significant, if they weren't really concerned about the nature of the classified information that Trump had, what he might be doing with it, who he might be showing it to. These are real national security concerns.
And the fact that a federal judge approved it shows that, hey, they've got something there. We just don't know what it is.
The former president and his allies are escalating their attacks on the FBI, claiming without any evidence that the investigation is politically motivated.
These attacks on the FBI are just very sort of out there and outlandish.
Every person out there attacking this is essentially attacking non-politicized and independent law enforcement.
Republican attacks on the Department of Justice and the FBI intensify, prompting fears rhetoric could turn to violence.
Growing concerns over the reaction from possible right-wing extremists.
And they're fomenting that violence right now.
The dangerous rhetoric that is being fomented because of this, because of how Trump talks about a raid on his home. No, man, there was no raid on your home.
No, it's not a raid. It's not a recession. It's not. There's no inflation. There's zero inflation. Yeah, we learned this week that there's zero inflation. The Biden administration, these people have conquered COVID. Well, not quite, but they've conquered inflation now. They're obsessed with conquering Donald Trump. That's what everything comes back to. The election was stolen. They know they're not going to be able to beat him at the ballot box. They know they're sinking in the polls. And so the coup is right out there in the open. The coup, the attempt to overthrow the government, the legitimate government of the United States of America. That would be President Donald Trump. They won't let it go. He could tell them today, look, I give up. I'm not running for office ever again. And they still would continue the politics of destruction. The devil is behind it all. America is under attack. Satan wants to blot out even the name of Israel. 2 Kings 14. The affliction is bitter. There's no helper. There's no helper. Listen to Merrick Garland again. It makes for some pretty high comedy. This is from his 3.5-minute spiel yesterday, clip 7.
Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence.
Even-handedness. The law applies to everyone equally. Well, we've rattled off the list. Look at all the Trump associates that have had their homes and apartments raided. Jesse Waters went through 5-6 of them just last night on his show. Rudy Giuliani, he had his office, I think, and his house or apartment raided. They took 6 of his devices. That was 16 months ago. So what's come of that? Where is he in jail? Did they indict him? Is he in trial now? Because as you heard in that montage, I mean, a judge wouldn't sign off on a warrant unless it's really serious. I mean, there's something serious at Mar-a-Lago. And then now we know it's nuclear documents. The nuclear codes, maybe. That's what they want for you to believe. They wouldn't do this if there wasn't something evil going on. They do it, and it's always aimed in one direction. It's aimed at their political opponents. We'll see some examples when we come back of those who've avoided indictments, prosecutions, raids. People like Paul Pelosi Jr., people like Hunter Biden, people like Joe Biden, people like Barack Hussein Obama. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. If you'd like to email the show, you can reach us, td@thetrumpet.com. We'll be right back.
The Trumpet Daily.
What has happened to the United States of America? The wealthiest, most powerful nation in human history is suddenly divided, weakened, radical. The evil in America has grown powerful. The good has grown weak. The honorable parts of American history are succumbing to a direct, targeted, sustained assault. Someone, something is dismantling America's history, purpose, and character.
Fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Political dysfunction, social strife, economic peril, catastrophic moral failure. Fires, attacks, riots, lies. The nation is being attacked from within by its own leaders. Powerful elites in government, journalism, academia, and beyond are intentionally, rapidly destroying what America is in order to make it into something else. There is a reason why your nation is crumbling before your eyes. There is a spirit and a specific perpetrator that is attempting to blot out America. Only America Under Attack reveals that perpetrator and the motive and spirit behind him. This newly expanded book shows you the reason why America has changed so dramatically, so suddenly. If you're confused and concerned about what is happening to America, request your free copy of America Under Attack by Gerald Fleury at thetrumpet.com.
The Trumpet Daily.
It's called the Fauci effect, which is sort of like, you know, as trust me, I don't get excited about that. I mean, it's nice, but I mean, people go to medical school now. People are interested in science, not because of me, because most people don't know me, who I am. My friends know me, my wife knows me, but people don't know me. It's what I symbolize. And what I symbolize in an era of the normalization of untruths and lies, and all the things you're seeing going on in society from January 6th to everything else that goes on, people, the craving for consistency, for integrity, for truth, and for people caring about people.
There's the good doctor telling us that he symbolizes integrity. I believe Chris Wray and Merrick Garland would have a thing or two to say about that, because they've been saying that the FBI symbolizes integrity. These are patriot. It says something about these people and these agencies when they have to go on and on and on about how honest they are, how truthful they are, how much integrity they have. You see that they're getting up in front of the cameras almost. He said before, I am the truth. If I say it, I'm the truth. And for him to say, and leave aside, by the way, the word integrity, but he also has talked about how consistent he is. The man of inconsistency. His record is inconsistent since the first day we became familiar with his name. Flip-flopper in chief. And then here comes Merrick Garland. Here comes Chris Wray. These are men of integrity. Everyone at the FBI, you in the media helping them, you can't question anything about these people. Well, you hear what they say, and then more important still, You look at their actions. The Bible, remember, says to judge by fruits. That's Matthew 7, verse 16 and verse 20. We're to judge by the fruits. Just look at what they're using their resources for. And listen, they've got a lot of resources. The Department of Justice has bragged about the investigation into January 6. Yeah, we've arrested hundreds and hundreds. This is the largest investigation in the history of the DOJ. That's what they say, proudly. And then the FBI, look at what they've unleashed on Rudy Giuliani, on Roger Stone, on Peter Navarro, on Steve Bannon. And yes, Donald Trump, 30 agents for 10 hours looking for what? Well, it's either napkins or nuclear codes, one of the two, maybe somewhere in between. They'll probably change their story later today. The resources that they devote to their political enemies and for the highest law enforcement official in the land to find a way, in just a 3.5-minute speech, to say that, look, what we're doing is completely even-handed. Listen to this from last night on Jesse Waters. This is clip 5.
You see, little Pauly P just landed a pretty sweet gig in China. He is now the second largest shareholder of a $22 million Chinese telecom company. He owns a whopping 700,000 shares of it. And all he has to do is sit on the board. Literally, just sit there. You may be asking, what does the Fresh Prince of San Fran know about Chinese 5G? Nothing. But he is the son of Nancy. And that's not all. He's got other ties to Asia. Listen, he's on the payroll of two lithium mining companies. And Taiwan just happens to be a lithium capital. Another company is fresh off a battery deal in South Korea where he went missing. Where was Nancy's Asian escort in South Korea? Still don't know. He's also tied to a company invested in Singapore's energy sector. Oh, that's right. Nancy took him to Singapore, too. For PPJ, it's just a constant stream of insider deals. This guy's like a PG-13 Hunter Biden.
That's from last night. As you know now, Paul Pelosi Jr., he joined his mother, Nancy Pelosi, on her tour through Southeast Asia. And here he's got all of these financial ties sitting on. It's like Hunter Biden. Now, his companies, plural, have come under some investigation, but to this point, just like with Hunter, nothing has happened. How many resources do the FBI and the DOJ have aimed at Paul Pelosi Jr., or at the father, for that matter, or the insider trading? This family is filthy rich. This family is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And what is her salary, her yearly salary? I think it's $200,000, maybe $300,000 as a House of Representative. How can this family be worth more than $200 million? Where is the Obama family making all of its money? Or the Biden family? Or the Clinton family? The Clinton Foundation? And Donald Trump, although a billionaire, he gave all of that salary back, every penny of it, for 4 years. I mentioned the sacrifices that some of these patriotic leaders have made, Carrie Lake, for example. You would think they would have FBI agents on the plane going to Singapore and South Korea and Taiwan to follow his movements, to track every single movement of his. Jesse revealed this earlier in the week following Pelosi's trip. This is clip 6.
And if you thought Hunter Biden's business deals were shady, just wait. Pauly Jr. is on the payroll of two lithium mining companies. And Asia just happens to be a lithium gold mine. And Taiwan just happens to be a world leader in lithium battery production. He's also heavily invested in Singapore's energy sector. Wasn't that another stop on Nancy's trip? Oh, it was. And that sure looks like him right there. South Korea is another place where the Fresh Prince does business. Just a few months ago, his company struck up an EV battery deal there. What do you know? Nancy went to South Korea also.
No wonder he wanted to tag along. She was asked earlier this week from a reporter, I think a Fox News reporter, about the only one that would even ask this. You know, some have said he went because of his business dealings over there, and she said, oh, no, that's not why. He came to support me, to help me. And so it continues. Cozying up to, in some cases, dictators, communist regimes. You know, speaking of Jesse's show, he had a former, this is a former FBI deputy assistant director. His name is Terry Turchi. And listen to what he says. Here again, tomorrow's news today, thetrumpet.com. He was right. The communist infiltration. This is now something you just hear pretty routinely in the conservative media circles. This was right out there on Fox News in prime time last night. Clip one.
We might have, and I say this very passionately because I also worked counterintelligence for years in the FBI. We may very well have our own highest level of government penetrated by Chinese agents. And the evidence is certainly on the surface, and the patterns are there. I've worked this stuff. I know what it looks like, and many agents feel this way. And yet, we're going to go after record retention violations, which are misdemeanors. It really makes you ill. People need to sit back and not look so much at this as an isolated event. This is the revolution, the real revolution that is going on in America. It's been going on for several years. The people in power are moving America towards the communist ideology type place. People today were all really concerned. There's no precedent in America for this. Well, no, there isn't. They're looking in the wrong place. The precedent is in the Cuban revolution, the Russian revolution, and everywhere a communist government has eventually taken over. They go after their political enemies, and they use the police state mentality to do it.
Wow. See, the evidence is all around us. It's happened all over the world. In every place that it happens, they work according to the same playbook, the same strategy. Communist Cuba, Venezuela, the Russian Revolution, as he said there at the end. This is the way they do it. The police state is here. And again, you heard it first at thetrumpet.com. Listen to Carrie Lake in an interview from earlier this week as well, clip two.
All I will say is that this shows that our federal government is corrupt to the core. That they're doing. This is the kind of stuff you see in a banana republic. I mean, this is outrageous that the government, the federal government that we the people created, has now turned on we the people.
Corrupt to the core, a government that has turned on its own people. And we've seen examples of this over the past century, all over the place. This is from a Trumpet article in 2015. It says, communism is a worldwide political movement organized inside many countries, Mr. Armstrong wrote, in 1944. So we're quoting Herbert Armstrong from a Plain Truth magazine in 1944. It says, from official communist literature, anyone can learn, if he wishes to know the truth, that communism is a plan in action for the violent overthrow of capitalism and the capitalistic governments. This is what we're seeing happen. Mr. Armstrong, well ahead of his time, was talking about this even before World War II ended. Quotes him again here. What we fail to grasp in the struggle with Russia is this. We're not fighting a single nation in a military war, but a gigantic worldwide plainclothes army masquerading as a political party seeking to conquer the world with an entirely new kind of warfare. That's quoting Mr. Armstrong from 1956. And look, you see this former FBI agent saying, I've seen it before. And other agents see it happening in our own government. By the way, he was talking in that interview with Jesse last night about the Unabomber from a number of years ago and how that they were working to try to get a warrant on a terrorist. And Merrick Garland, who oversaw the investigation, would not allow it. There wasn't enough information for him to get a warrant to go after this bomber, this murderer. But for Donald Trump, again, whether it's the napkins or the nuclear codes, it's no problem. Just go find a magistrate that loves Obama. He really misses Obama. He's not even a federal judge, but, you know, we can call him that, really. He's only been there a couple years. He worked with Jeffrey Epstein? That doesn't matter. Because all that we need to say for you is he's a federal judge, and no federal judge signs off on a warrant unless it's very serious. This is really serious because he wouldn't give you a warrant otherwise. So Mr. Armstrong's writing this in 1956. He says it's a kind of warfare we don't understand or know how to cope with. It uses every diabolical means to weaken us from within, sapping our strength, perverting our morals, sabotaging our educational system. Well, on and on it goes. This is what we wrote then in that 2015 piece. It says here, 36 years after Mr. Armstrong first warned American radio audiences about communism in 1934, it says here, KGB agent Yuri Bezmenov defected from the Soviet Union and eventually escaped to Canada. He warned America that it was at war with communism. See, the warnings have been there. The warnings, and they continued. They continued all the way through, and we really ramped it up during the Obama years, the first and the second term. Now we're in the third term for Obama. And look at where we are. We played these clips from 2014, several years ago, from this reporter, this journalist, James Risen, who was targeted by the Obama regime because, he was leaking things. And Obama's not going to have leakers get off scot-free. Obama, he unleashed the power of the government, the DOJ and the FBI, to persecute reporters that didn't toe the line. This was James Risen from 2014, clip 3.
They've prosecuted more whistleblowers and targeted more journalists than any other administration, than all previous administrations combined.
That's police state tactics. That's Obama. He got in there, and like I read to you earlier in the week from America Under Attack, he wanted control of the FBI most of all. And he's put a lot of his handpicked agents in there. Forget about what some of the talking heads have said this week. Whoa, but Donald Trump appointed Chris Wray. Well, Herbert Armstrong had a hand in putting Joe DeCotch in office as well. That's all part of the betrayal. All of these people, William Barr, same thing. They get in there and they're corrupted by the system. They just get, the swamp is so deep. The pressure is so intense to conform. And like my father says in America Under Attack, they're also afraid. They're scared of Barack Obama. They're afraid of the deep state. They will not challenge or confront the deep state. Who will? Well, who will. You know who does. That's why his compound's getting raided by the FBI. Corruption through and through. And they go on and on about their integrity. Every day. Another replay. Ray says it last week, Merrick Garland yesterday, Fauci for his part, it's a different story, but it's all part of the same system. How much evil, how much corruption? You might have seen the CDC announcement just yesterday where they said, you know, all of these standards that we used to have for COVID, they're out the window now, it's changed. Oh, okay. I mean, COVID's still around. So by their standards, by their heavy-handed tactics from 2020, I mean, it should be the same, right? Well, but we're not going to grind the Biden economy into the ground any more than he's already done it himself with nationwide lockdown measures. So we'll just lift it all, and we'll send out an announcement, And then Fauci can get up and say, you know what? What's really striking, what I've come to symbolize is consistency. That's right. Consistency, truth, and integrity. And Chris Wray and the others, they say the same thing about the FBI. Squeaky clean, top to bottom. Not a problem to worry about here. Wray Epps, don't ask about that. He was helping in that situation. He was helping to diffuse the tensions on January 6th. This is from 2013. It seems this administration, speaking of Obama, is blatantly manipulating the political process, and the nation is too weak to do anything about it. See, too much weakness. They wouldn't stand up to Obama early on. And so look at where we are today. Look at what he's done to the military. Look at what he's done to the DOJ. Look at what he's done to all of the intelligence services. Look at how he was spying on so many people. Look at how he's weaponized these agencies. My father says here, even the Germans have severely criticized President Obama for this NSA program. Some critics say he's acting like the Gestapo. That's from the Trumpet magazine, August 2013. Now think about that. Think about that in relation to what you just heard from that former FBI deputy assistant. We're under attack. And a lot of agents and former agents see it. They dealt with it back when they were in the FBI. It says here, imagine what a... Let me back up. If it ignores the laws of the land, it can get practically anything it wants. This is the Trumpet in August of 2013. Imagine what a tyrannical government could do with all of that information. Yes, imagine what a tyrannical government could do with the NSA, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, all the alphabet agencies. You put a tyrannical government at the top, and then, you know, give them guns and ammunition as well, even if they're tax collectors. Go ahead. You've got the IRS put out a notice earlier this week about, you know, potential agents being able to, you know, use firearms. Okay. And we just nod and go along? My father said in 2013 we're too weak to do anything about it. So here we come back to the bigger issue, the bigger problem, which is, as I said yesterday, our sin. Transgressors coming to the full. Sickness as a result of sin from head to toe. Here's another 2013 Trumpet article. If we learned anything about the cover-up last September, speaking of Benghazi, if we learned anything about the cover-up, it's that this administration will do whatever is necessary to cover its tracks, advance its political agenda, and defeat its political enemies. Well, speaking of the FBI and its so-called integrity, what did they do with Benghazi? Who was punished for this? They didn't do anything. They didn't defend Americans. They just let them die in a gunfight. Four of them, including an ambassador. They covered their tracks. The Trumpet said, do you realize how deadly dangerous this trend of lawlessness is? Very few people do, but it gives insight into the real nature of the threat facing America. This is quickly moving. Listen to this. The Trumpet magazine, 2013, almost 10 years ago. This is quickly moving America toward a race war and rule by dictatorship or tyranny. People read that in 2013. I'm sure there were plenty that thought, that is preposterous. That is a conspiracy theory. And notice now what you're hearing on Fox News in prime time. It says here, Mr. Obama repeatedly said how transparent his administration would be, yet virtually everything he did was in the dark. Many journalists complained that his was the most opaque administration in history. That is the path to a violent dictator ruling America. See, we were telling you what the path was back in 2013. The first version of America Under Attack came out that same year. The path to tyranny, the path to dictatorship, the path to a police state. It says again, when you give one man that kind of authority and power, it will always bring about tyranny. My father wrote a couple of years ago, this is from September 2020, the United States is already dangerously close to becoming a police state. It's already dangerously close. Here they're sending dozens of agents to raid the home, to rifle through the belongings of a former president. They're persecuting others that are calling into question the election results from 2020. This is from Pennsylvania Live News. It says, federal investigators delivered subpoenas or paid visits to several House and Senate Republican offices in Pennsylvania, or the Pennsylvania Capitol, according to multiple sources. At least some of the individuals receiving subpoenas were told they were not targets of an investigation, according to at least six sources reached by Penn Live, but that they may have information of interest to the FBI. All of the sources had been briefed on the investigative moves in some way, but demanded anonymity in order to discuss them. All of these lawmakers in Pennsylvania, they didn't agree with the way things rolled in 2020, and so here come the feds! Here come the men of integrity to investigate into these matters. Well, these are insurrectionists, say the feds. Again, tomorrow's news today. If you're not a Trumpet subscriber, the toll-free number, if you live in the U.S., in Canada, 1-866-930-3024. A couple of emails coming in over the last few days. It says, what's going on today, in my opinion, is much more terrible than just communism mixed with the Crusades. I pray that something, some great miracle from God Almighty comes very soon. I'll say one thing. Though, if these days don't build your faith, then nothing will. These are faith-building days. They're dark days, trying times. But even Churchill, at the worst of it, he said, look, there's also an opportunity here. In his case, he was telling the young people of Britain to rise up and to defend your nation. Spiritually, we can certainly look at this as a tremendous opportunity to build faith. The disciples asked Jesus, Jesus, increase our faith. Help us to see how we can grow in faith. Help us to see how that we can build our faith. Another email here says, thank you for all the efforts you put forth, the diligence to make certain you have the power, direction, and inspiration, the planning, and preparation to present the message logically and orderly, and the ability to expose a substantial amount of absurd, ridiculous garbage in an entertaining, effective, and thought-provoking manner. Certainly appreciate this encouragement. It says, keep up the great work. I can't wait to know you all. My prayers continue to be with you. Another one here says, keep up the great work. Your passion shows through when you speak. Some people have told me they don't like it when you raise your voice. I tell them I disagree. I think God wants you to raise your voice. Well, hopefully I have enough vocal variety where it pleases both sides of the preferences. Another one here says, thank you, Mr. Fleury. Today's program reminded me of the Mr. Armstrong's presentations. He was probably the most caring human being in the past several centuries, yet he delivered a strong message full of resolve, power, and strength. It says, when Jesus Christ returns, he will return with power and authority, unimaginable, to meet his eternal companion, also full of strength and character to put an end to all the evil caused by Satan's rule and deception of man. It says, may that glorious day soon arrive. He's talking there about the glorious marriage, too, between Jesus Christ and the church, the bride, that will have made herself ready. Another one here says, may God bless you all. You're amazing. Keep reporting these injustices by the left. We are winning. If you'd like to email the show, you can send us a note to td@thetrumpet.com. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us today. We appreciate you joining us all week, and we'll see you next time.